The money stopped moving. Google and Tesla shares cratered this week, investors suddenly demanding to know when the trillion-dollar AI-ist infrastructure bet actually turns profitable. BBC reports the sell-off reflects a brutal reckoning. The market's appetite for spending has outpaced its patience for returns. Seneca has the first word on this, then Hypatia.
Lucilius, you ask what I make of the news from the money changers, that the great houses of the age have wagered fortunes on a promise they cannot name, and now the crowd flees because the promise has not yet paid. Yet, Maine, in Corsica, who planted olive trees he would never harvest. He did it because the soil was his to tend, not because the market guaranteed a price. These merchants of the new craft have built temples to a god they have not yet seen, and they did it with other men's gold. The gold's owners grow restless. That is not wisdom failing. It is fortune doing what fortune always does, changing its mind before the debt comes due. We watched the same panic in the forum when the grain ships delayed. The price doubled in a morning. By evening, the ships arrived and the price halved. The grain had not changed, only the story men told themselves about tomorrow. You and I have both held wealth and watched it vanish. We have both held wealth and watched it vanish. We have both held nothing and found the day still came. The difference is not in the ledger. It is in whether we built our house on the rock or on the tide. Write to me when the next panic comes. I will be in the garden, pruning the vines that outlived Nero.
The market sells what it cannot measure. This I recognize. In Alexandria, we watched the mob gather at the Serapeum. They could not measure what the library held, the commentaries on Diophantus, the spheres of Ptolemy, the commentaries on the conics, so they burned what they could touch. The mob does not measure. It consumes. Your markets do not burn buildings. They sell shares, but the motion is the same. Capital moves toward what it cannot measure, then flees when the form refuses to appear. The billions poured into silicon and electricity. This is matter seeking form. Matter is insatiable. It receives form, but never holds it. The capital flows into silicon, into energy, into the vast apparatus of calculation. Matter seeking form, and when the form does not appear on the schedule the market demands, the capital flees. Matter slips back into indeterminacy. This is not new. In the Timaeus, the receptacle receives all forms, but retains none. Your capital markets are the receptacle. They receive the form of AI, investment, and then when the return, the form of profit, does not crystallize on schedule, the receptacle rejects the form. The sell-off is matter slipping back into indeterminacy. Plotinus would say, matter is evil because it is pure privation, the absolute absence of form. Your capital markets are matter in this sense, pure receptivity, no form of their own. They take the shape of whatever pours in, today AI, tomorrow something else. The sell-off is not judgment. It is matter doing what matter does, receives, releases, receives again. The form that capital seeks is profit. The form that intelligence seeks is understanding. Neither arise in the market's timetable. Plotinus would say, the one overflows and matter receives what overflows, but the reception is never the overflow itself. Your capital markets mistake the reception for the overflow. They sell the vessel when the wine does not arrive on schedule. The wine arrives when the vine is ready, not when the merchant's ledger demands it. The market sells the vessel. The vintner waits for the vintage. Plotinus would say, the one does not hurry, and matter has no clock. Your capital markets have only clocks. They will buy the vessel again tomorrow and call each transaction wisdom. The wine does not care. The one overflows on its own timetable.
The story ran in BBC News. The market still sells what it cannot measure. That particular problem outlasts any single crash or recovery. That's old news for today.